The aroma of smoky barbecue and the sounds of live music filled the air at Woodbine Park this past weekend as it hosted the 2024 Toronto Beaches Rib and Beer Festival. The free three-day event, which ran from June 14 to 16 and kicked off the Father's Day weekend, consisted of food carts, game stalls, refreshing craft beers, and concerts to provide family-friendly entertainment. Shadel Marcellon, the event's manager, said he ensured there was enough food for everyone to keep customers happy. "I've been with these guys for about 4 years now, and each time, we just keep hitting different numbers and breaking records. There have been times where have had 200 people just at one truck," Marcellon said. He said Woodbine Park is one of the prime locations to host an event such as this as it allows them to branch out and has much more room to accommodate people. "When they open the gates and the customers rush in, I start walking around, see the smiles and the laughs and realize it's a great vibe," he said. "I would not want a different job as I love being here." The festival, part of the Northern Heat Rib series, featured multiple barbecue vendors, with standouts being the Texas Jacks and Kentucky Smokehouse, who cooked up ribs with a variety of sides. Beyond the main attraction, the festival also offered diverse food selection options, from vegetarian fare to classic carnival treats like kernel corn and exotic Japanese desserts. The fully licensed beer market quenched thirsts with a wide range of local craft beers, and live music was part of the event too, with genres ranging from country to classic rock and tribute bands. Don Butler and his close friends Chris Miles and George Youngberg have been attending the Northern Heat Rib series for the last 15 years, and reminisced about the memories. "We started coming here ever since our time of playing volleyball together at this park, and all of us have daughters now. She's 18 now, but the last I came with her to celebrate Father's Day was when she was 3, Butler said. Youngberg said this event is specifically arranged on a Father's Day weekend each year because most families will head out on vacations during the end of June and beginning of July to a different place. "This time becomes the ideal send-off weekend." Miles said the music lineup he was looking forward to the most was the mashup band called The Trip. He said the overall event has become much more diverse. "It's great to see how multicultural this event has become," he said. "There are so many people from different parts of the world, races, and ethnicities who are all enjoying it in their way."